Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to our Sunday Sunrise Project call, where it's always a safe space filled with love and compassion and our desire to heal ourselves and our families. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm super delighted this morning to have with us one of our very incredible fan favorites, Alicia Johnson. She's been with us a few times, a couple times recently and before in 2025. Alicia is an incredible, incredible woman, wife, and mother of two young adults. As she has written, she's missed honorable assemblies, cussed at her children occasionally, lied about things, cheated, yes, I said cheated many times. Ziggle when she should have zagged, laugh when she should have cried, broken promises and dishonored commitments. However, despite all her shortcomings, she has discovered a unique relationship with God that has helped her to heal her marriage, return to complete a degree after 20 years, create a home that is welcoming to all, interpret her dreams, and hear the voice of God daily. Alicia has become a master of listening to the rhythm of life and journaling for power and transformation. Spending time in her presence, and I can attest to this, will ignite your passion to live the full gift of the life that God has given us and help one to truly come to terms with this quote that she says, "In God's economy, nothing is ever wasted." It is Alicia's sincere desire to help everyone identify what God is calling them to do. Everyone has a unique purpose, and her mission is to share with all of us the beautiful secrets that lay right before our eyes. She says it's all yours for the taking, and she teaches us how we can ask and receive the life of purpose that has been gifted to us. She also says, "Bring me your broken, disheartened, and mediocre lives, and I will show you how to live again," because she is a living witness to that. And how she has recreated and transformed her life really through the power of the 1212 community. And we're going to talk about what that's all about and through journaling, which we talk about how journaling has really saved her life. So, good morning, Alicia.
Good
Welcome back.
morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. I'm excited. I couldn't hardly sleep last night. I was like,
Oh, I'm happy you're here. And I love you. You have the most amazing shirts. What's your shirt? What does your shirt say today?
this is from one of our favorite artists, Eric Roberson. It says, "God has a funny way of showing you lessons." And that's one of his
Absolutely.
songs. Yes.
Yes. And that's an everyday occurrence, isn't it? We were chatting earlier about how the little lessons that pop up out of nowhere, it's not just
Exactly.
circumstance, it's divine. I love it. So I last time you were here, which is about a month or so ago, I guess. I also it was a few months ago, we were talking about how our children are our biggest casualties sometimes because of our actions. And it was such a powerful conversation. Everybody in the chat was saying, "Please come back, please come back, please come back." So we're back again and happy you're here and want to talk about 1212 and the importance of that number for you, where that came from. If you want to share a little bit about what just happened, just the last part about what you just mentioned before we got on. What's 1212 and what's the 1212 community for anybody that might be new today?
Okay, I love it. So 1212 is our it's so much. It's our journaling community, it's our safe space, it's our family, it's everything that we need it to be. And the 1212 represents 12 hours for God and 12 hours for man. And what that translates into is that so many of us put so much time into the world and so much time into what the outward facing parts of our life, but we need to live a balanced life on a daily basis. And so the 1212 community is all about helping people to recalibrate their lives to live 12 hours for God and 12 hours for man. And we do that in a myriad of ways to help to bring people support. So the 12 hours for the world is taken care of. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the world has that on lock. But for us, we want to take advantage of those 12 hours for God. And so those 12 hours for God for us looks like our journaling work in the morning, our closing our day in the evening. So we do this every day, Monday through Friday. I begin the day with our journaling work, and then we have Teresa Buxton and Cynthia Newell who assist you at the end of the day to close your work with dream work and meditation work, so that you have that balance every day. And so that is our focus, to make sure that we have enough work to balance out what you deal with in the world. So that is
And
what
a
the
big
12.
that's what 12:12 was all about. And it manifests in small ways, like what your shirt says, all the time. And you were sharing before this call that there was a challenging time that you were dealing with, not struggling through, but dealing with, and a balance on a bank account on one of,
On a yeah, so I'll give just the
a
end of the
little bit
story.
of it.
So right, so the la we can say that the last 2 months in the Johnson household has been quite challenging, but throughout all of that, God is an ever present help. Okay, like when you read the Bible, one of the things that I like to say, information without revelation is useless. Information with revelation without application is a special kind of stupid. So with that being said, I receive a lot of information, and with that information comes the revelation, but you really don't get to see the power of God until you apply it. So that is what this work is all about, is applying God's word. So for me, God speaks to me through drunk people, homeless people, numbers, and words. So numbers mean a great deal to me. And so like the 12:12 and how God speaks to me. So with everything that we've been going through over the past like 2 months, when God does a thing, God always leaves symbols. God always leaves signs. And so one of the signs that just really settled everything to me, we received a call. And the call that came in, it had a balance. It's like the balance due on the call that was left on the account was $12.12.
This is
I'm
crazy.
listening, my husband's listening, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And my angels were like, did she get it? Did she get it? Did she hear it? Did she hear it? And so God has a way, regardless of what you are going through, heaven always has a way of supporting and letting you know, regardless of the seriousness of the circumstance, that heaven is always there with you. So
Heaven is
that is,
always there with you, and there's always those divine reminders of
Always.
that. That's such an incredible story. When you said that earlier, I said, "What? That does, I mean, it's just amazing."
You can't make it up. You
You
cannot make it up.
cannot,
And I probably flunked the statistics like 4 or 5 times. But I do know that the probability of certain things happening are like zero to none. Like it's just nothing.
Yes. No, that is incredible. He's always there. And so how you just started a new journaling, like is it a process? Is it a segment? How does it work with your community? You sign, like you join, and it's a topic. How does that work?
So we're very consistent with this journaling work. We do our journaling challenges run 30 days at a time, Monday through Friday. So that's 6 weeks of journaling work. We just started our most recent challenge on last Monday. So we're just beginning this process, and we journal through themes and topics. And so this month's theme is yes. And the reason that we do it by themes and topics is so that people are able to really dive into one topic without jumping from one thing to the next, because it's very important that through this journaling work or any work that you do with spiritual implications, that you allow yourself the time that is needed to see God work. And so this is why we break it down by themes. So this month we are journaling through the power of yes. And the reason that we're journaling through the power of yes is because a lot of us do not understand that a yes with God is yes with God. And just because you punk out or chicken out or decide that you don't want to do something anymore, if God has said yes, then that thing is going to continue with or without you. So this is why we are taking time to focus on yes, so that people really begin to understand more of the inner workings of heaven. And that's pretty much the structure of all of our journaling challenges, is to give people a concentrated look at what spiritual maturation truly looks like.
I see. And it's interesting because when you said the power of yes, or I've heard a lot of people say the power of no, so many of us are can be overwhelmed or get challenged or so many things pulling at us that people tell us constantly it's okay to say no and say yes to ourselves. So I like what you said. It's saying yes to God and what God has told us to do, but really being thoughtful and hearing that. That's
And when
the
you
that's Go ahead.
when you say yes, the no's fall into place. And when I talk to people are so quick to say, I'm not doing this. I know I'm not doing this. I know I'm not doing that. And they better not come over here. And I got boundaries for this. I'm like, but what do you want to do? Everyone can tell you, I don't eat pork. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't like this color. I don't like this person. I don't. Who do you like?
Yes. What
So
do you enjoy?
when you say yes to what it is that God has given you to do, everything has to fall into alignment, because that yes is a yes with God. You can take that thing to the bank, okay? A yes with God is going to require that everything that opposes that yes has to, fall out of, fall to the wayside.
So when did you discover what your divine purpose is and was? Because 1212, the 1212 community is you saying yes, right? Very clearly. When did that come to you? When did you see it?
So I am truly a product of the product. So when I teach people, I'm teaching people based on what I've gone through myself. I was that person. I knew what I did not want to do. I know I don't like this job. I don't like this. I don't, I just don't. Well, what do you like? So I started to pray and ask God, what is my purpose? What is my passion? What is my calling? What is it that I'm supposed to do? And I just kept praying this prayer, praying this prayer, and praying this prayer. And God is so, like, the simple things with God are complex, and the complex things that the things that we think are complex are very simple. So it's upside down. So I'm like looking for this. You need to get a degree. You need to get your master's. You need to do all of this. And then you'll be able to do this. And every time I ask God, what is my purpose? What is my passion? What is my calling? All God kept saying, when I say God in my spirit, that still small voice, it just kept saying, you journal. I'm like, okay, but how am I going? What is my purpose? What is my passion? What is my calling? So I kept asking over and over again. And God said, you journal. And so after about the third or fourth time, I said, well, okay, I'm gonna listen now. I'm say, okay, well, what is that about? And I'll never forget, during this time period, I was in a group. I love group work, and I love community and things like that. So at this time, I was in a community, and we were supposed to be working on our assignments were. And this was so disheartening. This is why the community work that we do, I make it my business to encourage people. I don't care if you kicking a rock down the street and that's your purpose, I'm gonna cheer you on because you just don't know what God can do with that thing. Because I was in this group and people were like, oh, I want to start a fund in Africa to help the starving children, and I want to do this. And people had these grandiose plans, right? So when it came to me, I said, well, I want to teach the world to journal. And the person that was leading the call was like, that's good and everything, but everybody can journal. And it just deflated me, like, okay, yeah. And it's like, you can get a journal in Walmart. You can get a journal from anywhere. You can get, and I went back and I was like, yeah, God, I guess they did have a point. And then God was like, but they don't journal like you. I said, you're
Correct.
so right. So this is
That
the
part.
journal. I think on several of our calls, I've referenced this journal, but I didn't have it. This journal is the one that started it all. And so
That's the one.
once I dove in and decided to let me, God, let me see what you're talking about. So this is the journal, and I don't know if you can see, like, every page of this
Yes,
journal
this is
is
full.
field. And so this is the journal that started all of the work that we have here, and this is how it really began, me
It
diving
looks.
in and seeing how the journaling work that I do is different.
And what's so interesting about what you're showing, some people might be on their phone and don't see it. It looks like a Bible, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. I was like, this is like my
It
Bible.
looks
I was
like, I thought
like,
it was a Bible.
when God gave me this, I was like, whoops, I'm
Yeah,
supposed
that's
to.
not your typical journal. Most journals are
No,
about a
honey,
quarter of that size. That's a
every page is filled from front to back, and that's my
amazing.
son's little picture right there. And this is
Oh.
yeah, so this is bringing back memories now. And sometimes I go back and reread my journals, but oh my gosh.
That was the first
Yeah.
one. So was that the first one at that you presented to your husband in that
Oh
story?
no,
Was that
that's
the
another one. No, this is my personal journal. The
That's
one
your
that I did for
personal
him is the one, yes, yeah, a separate journal for him. Yeah.
Wow, so that started. So when did you, so that, thank you for sharing that story. It's all about what's my purpose, what's my passion, and what's the other thing you said, the
What's
last
my
part?
calling? What's my
It's
purpose?
my
What's my passion? What's my
calling.
calling?
And then saying yes to that allows everything else to just slip away and the no's become clear. I think that is so, I think all of us are going through that. I know I've heard from so many people on this phone call and in this community, our community. People are like, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? You know, now that I'm 40, 50, 60, whatever, 70, what am I really supposed to be doing? And all the other random work really needs to go away. So, journaling is your purpose, your passion, your calling, not us, you know, that write a few lines, but really doing it with intention and with a
Exactly.
focused topic. So, right now, it's saying yes.
Yeah,
That's
and we have we're honey, we're loving school. I don't know if you the school community, it's SKOOL. So we have our regular journaling community, and then we also are big on forgiveness. And so forgiveness is an ongoing journaling work that we do, because as long as you're on this planet, you're always going to have forgiveness work to do. And so we've actually dedicated like a whole journaling community to our forgiveness work. We just opened that one up like maybe a month ago, but we're so serious about forgiveness. Like, we have our forgiveness cards that, you can pull a card every day based on what God needs you to forgive. And then we actually have like the forgiveness journal that you
That's
actually
awesome.
journal through. So that's how serious we are about the forgiveness work. It's just like a standalone community,
That's
because
fantastic.
you're not going to get anywhere without forgiveness.
Well, I need to sign up and be on the top of that list.
The
Do
forgiveness.
you think that's, but and that's are all of those at 4:30 in the morning?
No. The 4:30 is the 4:30 is the community where we come together every day, and that's the one where we have the different themes every month. So yes, is the theme for
Okay.
this month. So every month you'll get a new challenge. So we get together every morning at 4:30 a.m. And the reason, and a lot of times people will say, "Why 4:30? It's so
You're
early.
reading
It'd
my
be
mind.
dark." Right. But see, the thing is that we're here n not to be like the world. The world has 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on lockdown. And like I say, we're 12 hours for God, 12 hours for man. 3 to 6 a.m., those are the water walking hours. So you need to be in position to be where God, I say God is most concentrated at that time. Heaven is not about competing with anything. So if you want to do your journaling work between 8 and 9 a.m. and you're taking calls, or you know you got a meeting here, and so you're going to be in competition with what the world is doing. But between 3 and 6 a.m., you're not having to go grocery shopping. You're not having to take care of a little grandbaby or child running around. 3 to 6 a.m., those are water walking hours. And so we want to honor that time. And the beautiful part about it, and this is something I had to learn when God was requiring me to get up every day at 4 a.m., God was like, "I only require 15 to 30 minutes. The world requires 7.5, 8.5 hours plus commuting time. So you will give at least 10 to 11 hours to the world without blinking. And God only requires 30 minutes. And in those 30 minutes, you get your charge for the day. God will give you the instructions. God will say, when you log into your job today, I need you to answer this email, and make this call. I need you to do this, and this." So you are dealing with heaven at a level that is not competing with anything else in your life. So that is why we're so adamant about 3 to 6 a.m., because we want to make sure that you have the advantage that you need in order to come, to compete with the
I
world.
love that. That makes sense. So people get on at 4:30 and you have
And we have a
prompted.
crew.
I love that. I'm energized to try it. I said that before when you were here, and then I looked and said, "No, I don't." I used to have to do early 4:30 a.m. swim practice, so it's a little bit traumatic, those memories. However, this is so powerful. I'm so intrigued and want to do it and want to be part of the community. I think many people here are. And there's someone that just said, someone said, current theme, yes. Oh, and they put in here, Cynthia put in information and a link for the 12-12 monthly journaling challenge. There's a
Oh, yes,
link
I'm
to
sorry. That's
sign
my
up.
assistant. Yes, Cynthia, if
Okay.
you're in the 12-12, you'll know Cynthia very well. She's all over the place.
Okay. Awesome. So yes, it says it's one focus topic, 30 guided journal prompts, Monday through Friday, 30 business days, 6 weeks, live community support and discussion. And I know that because Alicia, I have texted Alicia and said, "I'm going to try." And then she says, "You know what? When you're ready, there's no stress, there's no pressure.
We'll
When you're
be here.
ready,
Baby,
we'll
we've
be
been here
here."
since 2014, 2015. We ain't going nowhere unless
Like,
God takes me on
what?
to glory, but I'll be.
But we hope you hear another 30, 40, 50 years. So that's awesome.
Amen.
I love it. And it says topics include personal growth, healing, self-discovery, relationships, purpose, mindset shifts. Yes, I'm going to click again. I think I became a member. I
You
am
are.
a member.
You're
I
still
am
in
in
that,
it.
Kelly. We
Lord,
just wait for
help me
you to
shout.
pop in.
Okay, when is, okay, maybe tomorrow. I'm going to work on it. We're going to work on that. That's going to
We
put, we're going to put a
still in.
pin in that. We're going to
And
put
the
a pin on that.
recordings are there. The recordings are there. You don't, if you miss the 4:30 a.m., you can
Right.
always, the recordings are all
You
on the
can get up and
wall.
click in at 6 a.m. or something. Maybe
Yeah,
that's
whatever
something that's
works for
reasonable
you.
for me. So Nikki, who was a guest a few weeks ago, phenomenal speaker, she says, "Hey, I'm waiting for membership to be approved for forgiveness challenge." So Cynthia, maybe please take a peek at that, Nikki Brown.
Okay.
So that's awesome. You can always listen to the recordings. Yes. And Anna says the 4:30 a.m. is so worth it. You know, nothing that and everything that's worth it has a challenge with it, you know?
Oh,
And
definitely.
that's everything. So how journaling saved your life. That's what we talked about when we chatted in that random text a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago. We said we were, yeah, and share that because you said, girl, you texted me back. Share the story. I texted you out of the blue,
Oh
and
my God.
which I never
Okay.
do. Normally, Dr.
No.
Vicky schedules and reaches out
Yes.
and confirms people, et cetera. But I texted you because somebody, I don't know why, you were on my heart. And I just t reached out and said, hey, you want to come back? People really
Oh
love
my God.
you.
It was so, like I said, the last couple months have been horrific in the Johnson household. So you texted me on a day that was like really heavy for me. And in the process, and one of the things that we also have in our community is life path year cycle work. And that's a whole nother, but we have a lot of things going on.
What
But
is that?
your
Tell me
life
about
path.
that before we go back to the text. What?
I know. So that it all ties in. That's why I'm bringing it up. So I was raised Catholic. I laugh. I've been Catholic, Baptist, AME. I've been sprinkled, dunked, confirmed, baptized like three, four times. So I'm good. Like, I'm like, okay, God. So with that being said, during this whole journey, what is my purpose? What is my passion? What is my calling? I had slipped into, like, you know how your life is so busy, and especially being like, African American women, we're supposed to do everything. And you don't really have time to really think about who you are, or you're just constantly on autopilot, right? So when I got to the place where, God, I'm not going to be able to function a long time like this. Like, this is not going to work. I think I was depressed. I had like my one and only panic attack. I promised God in heaven, if you let me not have another one of these, I'm good. Like, because I called my mom and I was explaining. I called my mama before I call a doctor. I was like, Mom, I was walking and I couldn't breathe and I felt this and I felt and I was describing all my symptoms. And she said, oh, baby, that was just a panic attack. I had those all the time. Like, Mom, that's not normal. You shouldn't be having.
Right.
It's
No,
like,
that's
no.
not normal.
No, but we normalize and accommodate so much dysfunction that we feel that these things are normal. And then we'll go to the doctor. The doctor will give us some medicine to kind of calm the symptoms instead of getting to the root of the symptom. So we just limp along, like we just have a limp or we drag the leg or whatever. We just keep moving. I was like,
With
God,
that
I don't
little
want to be
pain.
dragging, right? I don't want to be dragging no legs. I don't want to be doing, I want to be right. So I was like, God, what is this? I had gotten so depressed or whatever. This is how bad it got, Kelly. I'm Googling what is the purpose of my life. That is how crazy
Oh, that's not
I'm.
crazy though, because sometimes,
Right.
some of these AI tools know you
This was
better than
before
you know
AI,
yourself.
baby. This was just straight Google. This was just straight. This is just straight. This was not AI. This was straight Google. This is how desperate I was.
Oh, that's
But
funny.
God uses everything. God uses everything. So when I put that in, life path came up. And I was like, what is that? And then I said, that's my life's path. That's what I wanted. I wanted to know what my life's path was. I said, okay, so I put it in there. Like I said, I was raised Catholic, right? So it came up and it's based on numerology. And I said, oh, get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, don't want no part of this. And so in my spirit, God was like, I allowed this to come up. So look at it. And I was like, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out my God voice and all of that, right? So pay attention to everything. When I came here to go to school, I came from Alabama. I'm green as everything. My sister went to Georgetown. I went to Howard sight unseen. Okay. I would always spend summers with her at Georgetown. That's Ivy League. So it's all whatever. You know, it's just like real plush and all of that. So my first day on campus, I'm just taking the bus from Georgetown to Howard because it was
The P, the P
the
bus.
P2, the P2,
I
right?
took it
That
all the
bus,
time
right?
too.
Right. So I'm taking the bus, and this is my first time being on Howard's campus because I was like, well, it's in DC, Georgetown, whatever.
And
I'm
you
good.
thought it
I've
was gonna
been
look like Georgetown.
child, the neighborhoods. I was like, oh, okay. My sister kept telling me, you can't be talking to everybody. You can't be. And I got on the bus. Hey, how y'all doing? And all of that. So anyway, I get to school, and I was supposed to stay in the quad, but I was like, I can't do it. I told my sister, I said, listen, if I go to the bursar's office and I get my check, can I just give that to you and I can live with you? And she was like, yeah, girl, we'll figure it out. I said, I can't
So
do
you
this.
did
So
not do the
anyway,
quad. I lived in the
no, girl,
quad. It was
I
quite an
couldn't do it. I
experience.
said,
It was a growth experience. That's how I choose to look
well,
at
honey, I missed that growth experience. I was like, no, I ain't built for this. So anyway, the funny part is that I knew when I got on campus, because I'm coming from Alabama. I knew nothing about sororities. I knew nothing about fraternities. I went to a predominantly white high school. I was the only black female graduating in my class and only one of like five blacks in my entire high school. So that's the dynamic. I come up here to Chocolate City. Girl, I lost my mind. I was like, oh my God. So I say all of that to say, when I got on campus, this is my prayer. God, I know I'm going to get into some trouble, but help me to be a quick study. Like, help me to be a quick study because this is going to mess me up. Like,
It definitely can if you let it.
I missed every class I had between like 12 and 2. You know, like when the they were online and stuff like that, and they had the step shows and all of that. I flunked every single class that I had between 12 and 2 because I wasn't there. I was
Especially on
outside
Friday.
with I was like, I ain't going to that class. I was out here. But anyway, so I knew I was gonna get in trouble. I knew that. And I said, God, but make me a quick study. So fast forward to me, what is my life's purpose, right? I found my life path information, and this is what we teach. We teach the life path. I'm a life path five. And so as you get into the work, you'll understand more that what it is. But girl, when I read my life path, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. I read my life path, and I was at work when I was reading it. Girl, I almost ran around that whole office. It said, you are a quick study. I was like, wait, what?
The exact words.
Yes. And so I started to pay attention. I was like, wait a minute. All of the things that the world is telling you to run from and not to pay attention to are the very things that help me. And then God drew me back to another. This is why I say nothing is wasted in God's economy. And especially being Christian, and that's what I tell people, I am Christian. I love the Lord. And one of the things that you have to understand is that with God created everything. God is the best mathematician ever. The problem is that a lot of people are like, don't look at the stars, don't look at numerology, don't look. That's because you are making these things your God. These are merely tools. And that is one of the things that I consistently stress over and over again. And anybody in my community will let you know this. I will let you know this is not a replacement for God. This is not a replacement for your relationship with God. This is not a replacement for reading the Bible. This is not a replacement. This is merely a tool that heaven has provided us to help us through the process. And I've proven this over and over again, and God has proven this over and over again in my life. And so one of the stories that God brought back to my remembrance was that when we were little, my sister and brother and I, we used to always the school bus, we went to school in the city the city, and the school bus would drop us off at our big mama's house. And so a lot of the kids that we went to school with lived in her neighborhood. So one of my little friends, we would be at my big mama's house after school, and I thought that at the time the porch seemed like it was 12 feet off the ground, but it was like real low. But we would jump off the porch. And I'll never forget one day I jumped and I landed next to a chameleon. And my little friend, out of the blue, I remember her saying this because, first of all, I didn't know what a chameleon was. And secondly, the fact that she said it, it was just, like, wow. She said, "You're like that chameleon." And then she went on and kept playing. And I'm like, "I'm like a chameleon. I don't even know what a chameleon is." I'm like, okay, fast forward to the life path work. It says, "You are like a chameleon. You are all things to all people." You know how chameleons change with
Yes,
their
the change.
environment. And for the longest time, I felt that that was a weakness. And this is why I was so confused about who God had created me to be, because my very strengths were what made most people uncomfortable. And this is why I'm so adamant about this work, is because I want people to be comfortable with who they are. You miss a
That's
lot
right.
of time when you're trying to conform to other people's ideals and they don't even know who they are. And so one of the problems that I had, and I'll never forget being on campus, and I had friends, I had evangelical Christian friends all the way up to my stripper pole friends. So I was just like, I mean, if you were out, like, being in this environment, being on, meeting different people. So when I came up here, I didn't know any drug dealers or anything like that at home because we were in a small community. But when I came up here, I was exposed to everybody. So I had friends that were like like I said, evangelical Christians, and did my little Georgia Avenue stripper pole. They going to, they working, they going to school.
Living their life and doing their
Right.
thing.
And then it's like I would be with my friends and we would be hanging out, and I knew they were like selling drugs and doing stuff like that. And I'd be like, "Did everything work out okay for you? Did you sell as much as you needed to sell? Nobody got arrested and that good. I'm
Funny.
happy for you." And I would meet people, and this is the part that would confuse people, because one day I was in Georgetown and we would just walk that strip. So I'm on this side of the street and I'm with my evangelical Christian friends. And so we're talking, and then across the street, one of my little stripper pole friends saw me, and they crossed the street. And so we all meet at the corner, right? Instead of me looking at them, they're looking at me like, "Wait, you hang out with her and you hang out with B too? Like, who, what's wrong with you?"
Yeah,
It's like,
nothing.
"Nothing, I'm good." And so that's when I kind of started to shrink,
You're
because I
oh.
didn't want people to think I wasn't true. It was the strangest part of my life. But once I
Interesting.
found out and really leaned into my life path, I'm like, "I love everybody. And I've been designed to love everybody
I
because that
love
is who
that.
God has created me to be." And so that's why we do the life path year cycle work, is so that people can be free in
Level.
who they are. So hopefully that helps. I don't even remember how we got on this story.
I don't either, but it doesn't matter. I think we were talking about just the text and how
Oh,
we
we're talking
connected
about,
this
and
time.
that's the
But the
thing.
life path, I love that too. And you said you're a life path five, and someone just wrote in here their life path one. And Cynthia says Alicia is a social butterfly, but you talked
I
about being a
drive her
chameleon.
crazy.
Why do you drive her crazy?
Because she's a life path one, and ones are leaders, and they have folk, like,
They're,
they're
are they
focused,
direct and
they're
focused?
direct, right? I'm a five, so if you look at the number line between 1 and 9, I'm like that middle of the road person. So I see everything. I'm all of, "Well, let's go do this. Let's go do this. Let's go do." But see, the beautiful part is that because I am a five, I need a one in my life. to keep
Yes,
me
we do.
focused.
We all
I need
need
a
balance.
four, right? The balance. And so, I'm all about, oh, okay, we could do it this way. That's why when you reach out to Cynthia or you receive any communication from Cynthia, she's like, boom, 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 boom. And you reach out to me, but like, yeah, I think I could do it. If I can't, we'll figure it out. She's like, no, you can't do your schedule's this.
Right. She keeps you in line and in order, right? Because you're just like, yes,
Yes.
I'll do it. Yes, your current topic of your journal. Yes, of course. And she's like,
Yes.
no, you can't do that because you're already going to be
Yes.
over here. We all need
Exactly.
different types of people. I'm intrigued by that. I want to know what my life path is. So that's
Yes.
interesting. I love it. I want to make sure. I can't believe we've been chatting for 45 minutes. I want to see if anybody has any questions or comments for Alicia, who is so
Oh,
phenomenal. Yes, go ahead.
while you're getting the questions together, if anyone has questions, I wanted to talk about your reach out to me.
Oh my goodness.
So that was, yeah, so that when we got on the Life Path Year Cycle work, so that was a really heavy day for me. And in my prayer meditation time, God said, your growth is coming, like it's on the way. Like I'm clearing everything up for you, like everything is fine,
Yeah.
like everything that was happening in our life at the time, God's like, I'm in control of this. It's happening
Right.
for a reason. And when I'm, at liberty
Yes.
to share all of the divine
Yes.
occurrences, it's amazing. But that day was
Yes.
a heavy day for me. And God said, God was like, do you believe me? And I was like, I believe, but help my unbelief. So I'm on my way to get my coffee. And then you texted me. And I read the text and you were like, I'd like to have you on again, and I want to share work about your community. That, oh, Kelly, that
Yeah.
just, and I it just hit me because I said, she has indeed heard from God because you never text me. It's
Never.
always, Dr. Vicky will reach out. And the fact that I knew it's, and if Dr. Vicky had reached out, it wouldn't have been as poignant. Because we always communicate. But because God said, Kelly, you reach out, that meant the world to me. Because I know that God is true. And God will use everyone if you are willing to be used. So I
That's
thank
right.
you, Kelly, for hearing God. And for being obedient. A lot of times we hear God, but we don't act and move in the way and in the time that God needs us to move. And you miss the opportunity for that impact and the fact and the time that you responded was at the exact time that I needed it. And this is why it is so important because I teach a lot about radical obedience. And that is what radical obedience looks like because God's time is impeccable. So thank you, Kelly. Thank you. Thank you for listening and hearing God because I needed that
That's
at that
so
moment,
deep.
at that time.
That's so deep. And likewise, I needed you and exactly how you're showing up this morning. And I don't know where it came from. You were just on my heart that day. Something I'm working on is when I hear God saying, wonder about so and so. I now send a text or I pick up the phone very differently than I used to do. And so I thank you for sharing that it's interesting, and we talked this morning about collaborating more and doing more because I'm finally listening to what I'm very clear on what my purpose is. And I hadn't listened up until now. And so it's a beautiful thing starting to transition to that. So thank you for sharing. And you are amazing. And I see Dee has her hand up. So hey. Oh.
Hey, I got it. Alicia, so I went through and I'm over here laughing. I guess the test to see what the life path number is. And I'm over here dying, laughing, almost based on what you and I were talking about before we came on. So I'm curious if you could even guess, but I knew it was going to be a problem when I saw my birthday, and my birthday is a master number. And so I know, because it was like, oh, do this unless your birthday is 11, 22, or 33. And I didn't even want to go further. I was like, oh, I know this is going to be some mess because this is what it always is with me. That's why Alicia's laughing. So when I
I don't
went,
even know what that means, a master number.
I didn't either until I went through the steps, but it's
Which one are you?
huh?
11, 22, or 33?
22.
Yes.
Right. You
Are
see how
you
dumb I
laughing? It's cracking me up because I'm like, it clearly is. We don't know what this means. I don't know what
I
this
do
means.
now because I went through the whole thing. But Kelly, because I say this like with our work with Tina, I'm like, everything is just so easy for everybody else. And then I come along and it just uber complicated. And
Yes,
so when I was,
the four
it's
is
not even a
what,
four because you can't add the master numbers together.
right? But the combination number is the 22. But the 22 combines to the four, so that the master number means that these are the energies that are working through the four. But when you put those numbers together, you are a four. And the reason I say four is because four is one of the most difficult numbers that is out there. My son is a four. That's why I'm laughing
Well,
too.
it actually, when I finished it, it said I was a seven.
A seven,
Because it
a
said the
20.
20, yeah, it said you don't add the masters together. So it ended up being a 25. And then, so it said I was a seven.
Now let me see. What's your we'll do this offline so I can see the birthday, but the because there are two there I what site are you using? Is it the one Cynthia gave you? Or did you do it on
No,
your
but I
own?
see Cynthia said we got you 22. This is so funny. But anyway, we can do
Okay.
it offline. But you
Yeah,
started
I want to
laughing just like
see.
I was laughing because I was like, wait a minute. It says it's so simple. All you do, unless your birthday is an 11, 22, or 33. And I was like, sis, yes. Yes, Cynthia said the same thing. So Kelly, you can look in the chat, but I was
That is
dying.
hilarious.
I was dying because I knew it. I absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so
Fours are the most difficult,
let's
but
get
yeah.
your let's get your actual we'll work with you on what the actual number is, but
Yeah,
honey, if you
Cynthia
got
just
a
asked for it. She just asked for it, so I just sent it to her. But
yeah,
I was dying.
if you got a 22 anywhere in there, girl.
My actual birth date, I know. So yeah, I laughed. I was like, okay, this is so on par. I don't even know.
So
And she
it's interesting. This one, there's a ha another hand up, and he's just saying, "I really want to know what you all are talking about." I do too. Oh, okay. No,
So
I'm
we're,
sorry. Yes.
but that's okay. But is there a link that you, is there like a test you do
Yeah,
online?
Cynthia, put the link in there for the just have people text you, Cynthia, and just have
Oh my
people they'll
gosh, that
text
would
the
be
life
great.
path information. Yeah, just have people text you and then you can give them their actual information and she'll point you in the direction of where you need to go.
And Cynthia is whatever number she said because I'm cracking up that at this chat I just saw, she put a picture in here of her trying to chase a chicken running around
Yeah, that
in
would
a
be me.
that.
I'm
And she
the,
said, "This is me trying to pin down Alicia." And
yeah, I'm the.
I like to keep things open. I don't really like to, I like to explore and, do all kinds of things. And my partner is quite direct. Like Cynthia, I suppose, and makes a decision real easily. It's like I'm done. I'm like, well, what about this? What about this? Makes them crazy, but it's funny. Okay, there's another hand up, I see. So please come off mute if you'd like for your question or your comment. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Alicia, Kelly, and to
Hey,
all my
Rick.
sister queens. Hi. So I just wanted to come on and just give Alicia her flowers, like I always do anyway, because I'm a member of the 1212 community. I'm up at 4 a.m., 4:30, 5. I'm, a part of everything. And it, because of my wife started and I saw some of the changes in her And I was intrigued. And when I, started becoming a part of 1212, so many things, when you hear the journaling part of it, it still had me trying to understand how to explain it to other men. Let me just say that, because being a part of the 1212 community has made me a better man. It has given me insight. It has given me awareness. And this is what I get each and every morning when I'm up at 4:30, when I'm up at 5. I get awareness of the things that I go through that I just don't have a name for. And it allows me to understand. And even with the life path gives me an understanding of who I am, so no one else can tell me who I am. So I just wanted to thank Alicia, so much for that. And I'll continue to thank her because of what she has done for me and my family.
I love that. Thank you for sharing and giving us Alicia deserves so many props, and I love that you shared that. And Dr. Vicky is telling me I'm a four, and I don't, okay. And what's deep about that is every single day I look at my phone at 4:44. No joke. 4:44. My flight, I had a flight last week. It was 4:44. I was like, this is every single day, it's not. So that's interesting. And I thought it was just an angel number. Which is what, because I looked up, why do I see 4:44? So I thought it was my dad talking to me, and I don't know, but I'm very intrigued by all of this. But thank
Yes,
you for
so
sharing
please.
this. Thank you for
Yes.
sharing your props of Alicia. Everybody that comes into your contact, Alicia, you impact me included, everybody on this call, your whole community. And so you have a gift that's so special. The gentleman that was just on says, I'm a life path four. So I guess the same as me. I'm gonna
Yeah,
check it out.
Rick is a four. Yes, once you understand more of the truth of who you are, it makes your life so much simpler because you don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore because you're just who God has created you to be. And it really helps also with understanding your spouse, raising your children, and for us, like parenting our children, it really helped because our son requires more structure, more understanding than our daughter does. It doesn't mean that we do any more or less for them. It's just that our approach is different, and you get to understand individuals for who they are.
And then try to work within that space to better connect, with that understanding. I think that's so powerful. I see another hand up. Dee, did you want Dr. Dee? Didn't you want to say anything
Yeah,
else? Feel
so
free.
Cynthia just ran my numbers and she said it's a seven, Alicia.
Oh, it's a seven. Okay. Now this makes
A lot
sevens
of
are
sense, huh? Yeah.
sevens. Sevens are very cerebral. Sevens are very exacting. Sevens like things vary in a very particular way. And the fact that I've had the opportunity and the honor to be in your household, I understand that.
That's why I said it's so funny when I read it. I said, this is, ugh.
Y'all are special. Y'all are very. I have yet to meet a seven, a dumb seven. Okay, when I say dumb, I mean sevens are so smart. Like every seven I know, they're like very professional. They're attorneys, they're accountants, they're very exacting. They're girl. Like the way you had that spread lined up, like everything was just the way it needed to be. And I have this ice
Exactly.
here, and I have this, and I have that. You like things a particular way,
I
and you've
do.
been. And you've been designed that way. So read your light, read the entire Cynthia, if you can send her
She
the
did.
creative.
She
Oh,
sent it
okay,
to
yeah.
me. And I see
Read
she
that
has her
whole
hand
thing.
up. So maybe she
Oh
wants to say
yeah.
something. But now you see
Okay.
why I laughed when I saw it. I was like, this is crazy. Okay.
Yes.
So is the life path number the same as your number? Is the life
Your life,
path
the life path number is the number that this is who you've been created to be. And then there's a year cycle number, which we'll go into, in the community. But every year, in the Bible, when it teaches you this too shall pass, and every year has a different number to it. So a year one is a year of beginnings, okay, new beginnings. So if you're in a year cycle one for this entire 12 months, you should be aware of all of the new beginnings that
I
are
see.
happening. A year cycle two, you're slowing down. So heaven encodes rest in these year cycles. So a lot of times people will start to make progress in 1 year and they want to continue it on and like, oh, I got a handle on this, but it's going to shift and going to change. So once you understand what year cycle you're in, you're able to move accordingly and make the moves that you need to make so that when the year cycle shifts, you're not so attached to it and feeling that you're doing something wrong because the shift has happened. So that's why
Got
this
it.
work is so important. So you
I see.
understand there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that the cycle has shifted.
Got it. Okay, all of this is so intriguing. And I can't wait to try all of these links that Cynthia has sent out to us. So the link to read over what life path you are once you find it is here. And Cynthia, looks like you have your phone. I mean, your hand up. So did you want to say something as we get ready to close?
Hi
I'm not. Oh.
everyone, can you hear me? Good
Good morning.
morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. So my social butterfly has shared this morning. I am the structure behind the 1212. So the way it'll work is I will email you after this call all the links that I have shared. I will email them to Vicky so that they
Okay.
can be disseminated throughout your community.
That's great.
I
Thank
have
you.
also put the text number there, so if people want to text me in their name and birth date, I will run their life path and year cycle information for them, and then I will send them each the link that pertains to their life path, which is the number that never changes. That's who you've been created to be, and then the year cycle that they are currently in, so that they can read that, and if they need some more information after that, we're here to support and help them throughout their process. So I will definitely send all the links so that you can get them out to your community. But please
Great.
feel free to text me at 301-301-8838. That's also in the chat. Just need your name and birthday, and I will get you all squared away.
That's amazing. Thank
Thank
you.
you,
I see why
Cynthia.
you
Thank
love
you.
each other. You're so perfect. Such a perfect blend. So thank you. We're
Thank
over time. I want to just close out, Alicia, by saying if you
Mm-hmm.
want to share a couple last words of encouragement or any thoughts for today before we close.
The only thought I have is that I'm so grateful that God has allowed our paths to cross. I'm
Oh,
so grateful.
likewise.
Thank
Likewise.
you. Thank you. And Dr. Vicky, Dr. Th that's one thing I do want to, share that Dr. Vicky is the real deal. And
Absolutely.
when I met her, it was just amazing. And so that's the one thing I want to
Yeah.
share with everyone. Pay attention to everyone who crosses your path. I'm not talking look to the left, look to the right. I'm talking about people that directly cross your path
That's
because
right.
that is truly a divine encounter. So thank you. Thank
Oh,
you, Kelly. Thank you.
yes, I completely agree. And on that note, I feel blessed to have met you through Dr. Vicky, and she's been my big sister for a long, long, long time and is the real deal, as you said, with soul wealth and everything she does. So thank you for being here again, for blessing our space. And I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Vicky to close us out this morning.
Thank you. Oh, can I say one thing? Cynthia
Please,
put it in the
please.
chat. If you want to learn more about the life path and year cycles, I forgot, we're having an event tonight with Leslie, Leslie's Lessons Learned. And you can feel it's a free
Okay.
event. You can come and learn more about the life path and year cycles. We'll go
Oh,
into
that's
more depth.
awesome.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put, I forgot. Cynthia reminded me. So
Thank
thank you,
you.
Cynthia. Okay,
That's
thanks.
perfect. Thank you. And I just clicked on it. Awesome. Okay. So thank you for that. And Dr. Vicky, over to you.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Alicia. And thank you, Dr. D. This has been amazing. God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift comes from you that You do not leave us ignorant of tools and insight and wisdom to be who you created us to be. So thank you for this space of the Sunrise Project, for Kelly and her vision, for Dee and her gifts that she gives so freely. Thank you for Alicia today. Bless her. Bless whatever she is going through. Our steps are ordered by you, so we trust you with all of our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you because you promise to direct our paths. Open our minds and our hearts and our hands to receive the insight and the wisdom so that we can walk boldly and courageously and confidently in who you have created us to be. Help us to manifest your dreams for us in every way. And we will continue to give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless our households. Bless our children. Bless each and every mom and dad who's represented on this call today. You brought this together, and we give you glory for it. And we're grateful. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a powerful day, everyone.
Yes, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you all. And see you next Sunday morning. Have a good day.